Canton police are investigating a fatal pedestrian crash from Sunday night. Around 6:15, a westbound car struck 67-year-old David Wine, who was walking in the 700 block of 17th Street Southeast. The pedestrian was taken to a local hospital where he died. The driver was not hurt, and drugs and alcohol are not suspected for the driver. Police say it is unknown if substances were a factor for the victim. The Canton Metro crash team is investigating. Firefighters in Canton returned Monday to the scene of a deadly house fire to search for possible additional victims. Crews were unable to fully search the heavily damaged home in the 1000 block of 5th Street Southwest Sunday night due to dangerous structural conditions. Drones are being used to examine areas that could not be safely accessed. One man was found dead inside the home. The Stark County Coroner's Office identified him as 32-year-old Brian Shackelford of Canton. Three firefighters were injured but treated and remained on duty. The blaze also damaged a neighboring building and displaced 10 residents who are receiving assistance from the Red Cross. The cause is under investigation. An Akron man has been arrested in Stark County in connection with a double homicide in West Virginia. 27-year-old Cavante White was taken into custody Sunday on Grandview Avenue Northeast in Plain Township by U.S. Marshals and the Stark County Sheriff's Office. He was wanted on warrants charging him with two counts of murder and malicious wounding in a Friday shooting in Huntington that killed Adrian Phillips and Darius Johnson. A third person was wounded and remains in stable condition. White is awaiting extradition in West Virginia. A man is dead after a Friday night hit-skip crash in Alliance. 63-year-old Tim Mathis of Alliance had just turned north from South Union Avenue onto East Summit Street when his car was rear-ended shortly after 11, sending it into a front yard on Union. Police say the second vehicle, reportedly driven by a 38-year-old Alliance man, fled the scene but was later found at a Garfield Avenue address. Mathis was taken to Alliance Community Hospital, where he died shortly thereafter. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol is suspected, and investigators continue to look into the crash. A Louisville woman is safe after escaping a fire that heavily damaged her home and forced the closure of Louisville Elementary School. Firefighters were called just after 5 a.m. Monday to a home in the 600 block of North Nickel Plate Street. The woman woke to smoke, escaped, and was treated at Mercy Hospital for possible smoke inhalation before being released. The house is believed to be a total loss. The cause is under investigation. A new write-in candidate has entered Ohio's 6th Congressional District Democratic primary. Christopher LaFont of Bethesda will join six other Democrats challenging incumbent Michael Rooley, while Republican Julie Kelly also seeks the seat. In the 29th Ohio Senate District, Libertarian Zach Moore of Minerva filed as a write-in, joining Democrat Thomas West and incumbent Republican Jane Timken. The filing deadline for write-in candidates in Stark County was Monday. The primary election is set for May 5th. A Columbiana County judge has set deadlines in one of the lawsuits against Norfolk Southern over the 2023 East Palestine train derailment. On Friday, Common Pleas Judge Scott Washam ordered parties to file a motion by March 6th on whether to consolidate the case with a similar lawsuit with responses due by March 20th. Both cases involve wrongful death and negligence claims stemming from the derailment. A Lisbon man is facing an OVI charge after police say he crashed a motorhome under a railroad bridge in Columbiana. Police say 67-year-old Kyle Smith became wedged under the Lisbon Street underpass on State Route 164 Friday afternoon with the RV's roof sheared off. He refused transport to a hospital. Police believe he was under the influence of drugs. Smith was arraigned Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court and pleaded not guilty. A pretrial hearing is set for April 29th. Youngstown police are seeking information on a couple missing since February 14th. 33-year-old Angel Ortiz and 28-year-old Anita Pagan have not been heard from since, and police say both their phones have been turned off. Ortiz is 5'9", 180 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Pagan is 5'6", 135 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. Their last known location is on the east side of Youngstown. Anyone with information is asked to contact Youngstown police. Testimony resumes today in the trial of Daniel Sellers, charged in the April 2023 shooting death of 15-year-old Amaya Monster. The Vindicator reports witnesses told court that Sellers and a co-defendant were in a vehicle that circled a birthday party in Youngstown before gunfire erupted. The girl ran to her mother's car but was shot in the back seat. Prosecutors say the now 19-year-old Sellers was the only person in the vehicle who fired, while the defense argues he faced a life-threatening situation and had no chance to escape. The trial continues in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. Champion School District has filed a federal lawsuit against Roblox, Minecraft's creator Mojang, and Microsoft, claiming their video games are contributing to a mental health crisis among children. The complaint alleges the companies designed their games to be addictive, using rewards and virtual currency to keep students playing, leading to anxiety, depression, declining grades, and chronic absenteeism. The district says it has had to hire counselors and take extra measures to combat video game addiction during school. It is seeking damages, court costs, and attorney fees. A man serving time for child sex crimes in Mahoning County is now facing charges in Trumbull County. 32-year-old Jeremiah Rodriguez was arraigned Monday on 17 counts, including rape, gross sexual imposition, and illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. According to the Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office, the alleged crimes occurred in June 2023 and involved victims who are now 7 and 8 years old. Rodriguez pleaded not guilty and was denied bond. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.